bomb detection dogs, also license plate readers, all of that, all the technology and moving out the perimeter if we have to. But again, Megan, if someone arrives at the airport and they have explosives or they have AR-15, an AK-47, odds are they're going to succeed. If they go to a subway station or a shopping center, they're going to succeed. The only way that we have a real hope of stopping them is to stop it before it starts, and that requires surveillance. And I know the Obama people call that snooping and spying.
That's what there's not
the
support for that.
That's what we have to do.
There's not support for that, or for Senator John McCain's push to expand the capabilities of the feds to look at people's suspected people's Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts, things that wouldn't necessarily be made public.
Yeah, and again, we are in time of war. And for instance, I believe that if that had been done with the shooter in Orlando, we could have found out a lot more about him beforehand. Right now, we're still treating, 15 years later, too many of these cases as ordinary law enforcement cases. I know you have General Flynn coming on. He's a real advocate for being aggressive and going forward on this. We have to. This is not like going after a burglar or even going after a bank robber or a murderer. We're talking about going after an army that wants to kill us and has troops right here in our country, and they're being investigated by the FBI. But again, we can't treat it as law enforcement. We have to be preemptive and go out and stop them and get them.
Congressman Peter King, thank you, sir.